CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa. And be first, the main points. Economic experts have intimated that about 8 million Cameroonians may be affected by poverty by the year 2028, with the country's public debt that has risen by 169 billion CFA francs. Plans are on the way to put an end to human trafficking and migration as the Ministry of Social Affairs launches a campaign to that effect in the economic capital, Douala. In sports, the most promising Cameroonian athlete at the Paris Olympics, 31-year-old Emmanuel Eseme, is gunning for gold at the competition that he will be attending for the second time. His portrait in this newscast. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The 15th ICT for Africa Summit is unfolding in Cameroon's political capital, Yaoundé, with focus on how Africa can leverage and on digital technology in order to transform their societies, unfolding under the slogan Digital Transformation, Current Trends and Future Insights, is attended amongst others by Post and Telecommunications Minister Minette Libombe-Lilikeng and that of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft Ashi Basilekin Troa. The event featured a keynote address from Nigeria's former head of state, Olusegun Obasanjo. Participants attending the conference are drawn from over 10 countries around the world. Cameroon's public debt has reportedly risen by 169 billion CFA francs. A report by the State Debt Management Agency, the Autonomous Sinking Fund, indicates that as of March 2024, the country owes investors over 3,600 billion CFA francs. Experts express fears that if the trend continues, about 8 million people in the country could be affected by extreme poverty by 2028. A delegation from the Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, known in its French acronym as JICAM, has been granted an audience by Labour and Social Security Minister Grégoire Owona. Discussions during the audience centered on the plan of action of the newly elected Bureau of the Union under the stewardship of its pioneer president, Celestin Tawamba. Plans that include the improvement of dialogue between the government and private sector, the restructuring of the various texts that govern the union, and the provision of financial solutions to small and medium-sized enterprises, amongst others. The chief executive officer of the Banque Gabonaise Française Internationale, BGFI, reaffirms its institution will accompany Cameroon in its development efforts through the financing of small and medium-sized businesses in the country. Henri-Claude Oyima was speaking shortly after an audience with Cameroon's Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Ousmane May. Accompanied to the audience by the CEO of the Cameroon branch of the Gabonese Banking Group, Henri-Claude Oyima also revealed that the BGFI Cameroon headquarters will be inaugurated in December this year. Onto this press release, the Minister of Water and Energy, Mr. Elundu Isumba Gaston, wishes to inform the public that from Wednesday 17, that is tomorrow, or Friday, to Friday, July 19, 2024, he will be going on a technical visit in the central littoral regions. During this mission, the member of government will assess the state of completion of the various electricity transmission facilities designed to optimize the absorption of electrical energy from the Nachigal hydropower station. In the process, the Minister of Water and Energy will visit the Nyomtu, Nkolkumu and Misole transformer substations, as well as the 90 kilowatt Mangombe Lokbaba, 400 kilowatt Nyomtu, Nkolkumu, Bumyebel, and 400 kilowatt Edea Puma Bumyebel transmission line corridors. And this other press release, the Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.ndgt.org. mpo.cm. The toll-free number 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Directorate General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. We take you out of Cameroon, where Rwandan President Paul Kagame is on course to extend his 24-year rule by another 5 years in a landslide victory following yesterday's general election. With 79% of the ballots counted, partial results announced by the Electoral Commission reveal that Mr. Kagame has 99.15% of the vote so far. The 66-year-old faced no meaningful opposition as leading figures were banned from running. His two opponents shared less than 1% of the votes. Mr. Kagame has thanked Rwandans for their trust in an address at his Rwandan Patriotic Front Party headquarters. And in sports, Cameroon has never won more than one medal in an Olympic Games edition. The six athletes to represent the country in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, France, will attempt to change the narrative when they open their campaign in the games that will kick off under 9 days. The most promising athlete of the team is that of the flag bearers, Emmanuel Isseme, who is the 100-meter gold medalist in the African Games, Islamic Solidarity Games, and the Francophonie Games. This will be the 31-year-old's second Olympic Games appearance. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Cameroon's public debt for the first semester of the year stands at over 3,600 billion CFA francs, an increase of 169 billion when compared to 2023. The State Debt Management Agency, the Autonomous Sinking Fund, highlighted the figures in its March 2024 report, leading to fears that millions of people may experience extreme poverty if the situation persists. Winston Lepga.
The figures oblige the authorities to promptly act in favor of keeping the public debt dynamics on a sustainable path. This time last year, the public debt stood at over 3,400 billion CFA francs. This year, the figures point to over 3,600 billion. On the CEMAC securities market, during the first semester of 2023, the debt contracted by Cameroon stood at more than 1,500 billion CFA francs. This year, it is over 1,800 billion. The statistics justify the concerns by economists about excessive indebtedness and fears that Cameroon runs a high risk of debt distress, which could lead to millions of people in the country suffering from abject poverty by 2028. However, the fears of debt unsustainability were allayed in June by the General Manager of the Autonomous Sinking Fund, Adolphe Noah Ndongo, during a lunch meeting with reporters. Mr. Ndongo said Cameroon's debts are sustainable, arguing that the funds were used to finance giant projects within the country's vast development program. He pointed out that in low-income countries like Cameroon, debt is essential to financing the budget deficit, to stimulate investments, and to encourage economic growth.
Winston Lebga. In the meantime, economists have opined that the effective implementation of regional integration remains one of the key factors in reducing domestic debts in Cameroon and other CEMAC member countries. Rigobert Mania spoke with one of such opinion leaders and compiled this report.
Mr. Gilbert Ewemi, who runs Accelerate Africa and is an advocate of a speedy, functional African continental free trade area, defines what sub-regional integration to him can do in rolling back what he looks as rising domestic debt for Cameroon and the CEMAC sub-region as a whole.
Cameroon's domestic debt rose by 169 billion CFA in the first quarter of 2024. Implement regional integration successfully. If you have good infrastructures between Gabon, Chad, Cameroon, you'll find that you have free movement and easy movement of goods and services.
In addition to effective regional integration, Mr. Awemi says a strategic employment mechanism will also be a rescue.
Cameroon alone, you'll find close to 90% of employment are still in the informal sector. We need to transfer to formal sector for them to create more jobs for the Cameroonian population and in the CEMAC region.
The Economist has accused the entire CEMAC sub-region of working with an obsolete digital era.
Another key issue is internet infrastructure. We are talking about digital transformation. Digital transformation is still a major issue in Cameroon and in the Central African sub-region.
With industrialization still to be defined for the economic stability of Cameroon and the CEMAC sub-region as a whole, many economists understand with political will the reverse of the phenomenon of growing domestic debt will be true.
Rigobert Mania reporting. The Yaoundé-based wine production company known by the French acronym Sofavin has lost its warehouse and parts of the building containing its archives to a fire incident. Eyewitness accounts indicate that the fire incident occurred at about 8 o'clock in the evening of Monday, July 15. FOC Babatunde reports.
Presque tout le quartier était dehors parce qu'on avait tellement peur avec les citernes et la chaudière. On se disait que si ça arrive à ce niveau, c'est que nous sommes mal partis. Mais Dieu merci.
Many residents of the Nsam neighborhood in Yaoundé were caught in a frenzy of fear upon seeing the blazing fire, says this eyewitness.
Les jours ne sont pas arrivés un peu tôt, mais heureusement, d'après ce que le personnel de Sofavin nous a dit ce matin.
He points out that the fire would have spread to the factory if not for a wall that separates the affected buildings.
Parce que s'il n'y a pas ce mur de séparation, et que ça arrivait peut-être soit à la chaudière ou bien à l'usine, ça devait être plus grave que ça.
The joint efforts of the firefighting brigade and Sofavin's fighting unit resulted in the blaze being extinguished by midnight. An investigation has been opened to ascertain the cause of the fire and to evaluate the damage incurred.
FOC Babatunde in a report. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications says Cameroon has embarked on major initiatives at institutional and regulatory levels to achieve digital emergence by 2030. Minister Minette Libom Lirikeng was speaking in Yaoundé today while opening the 15th ICT for Africa conference, holding under the theme Digital Transformation, Current Trends and Future Insights. George Mwam.
Current trends have proven that ICTs represent a powerful tool for accelerating economic growth and alleviating poverty in this era when almost everything is going digital. Within this changing environment, the president of the Board of Trustees of the ICT University and main brain behind the ICT for Africa conference, Professor Victor Mbarika, underlines that Africa's role in this process has to be more intentional and assertive.
We are not just about talking, we are about practice.
The annual rendezvous is conceived to serve as a space where tech enthusiasts converge to explore latest trends and emerging technologies in order to forge partnerships that shape the future of the continent.
This conference will be seeing a lot of young people presenting amazing innovations, but it will not end there. We want to look for funding to help them with their startups, to help them grow.
Through this initiative, there is a conscious effort of making Cameroon a digital hub in Africa.
The conference has come back to Cameroon to stay. Now, ICT for Africa will only be in Cameroon every year, and so Cameroon will become a center of attraction.
For 5 days, participants from different parts of the world will examine how current trends such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, cloud computing, blockchain technology, cybersecurity, and 5G technology are powering the transformation of African societies.
George Mwam reporting. The Cameroon government is poised to fight human trafficking and illegal migration following the launch of a campaign to that effect today at the Douala International Airport. The launch of the campaign was piloted by the Minister of Social Affairs in the presence of the Minister of Transport, Jean-Enes Masenangale Bibehe, among other officials. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla completes that story from Douala.
Human trafficking and migrant smuggling are a growing concern in West and Central Africa, affecting millions of people, especially women and children. Cameroon is not an exemption, and according to the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, the prevailing situation is preoccupying. This is because Cameroon is a country of origin, transit and destination for migrant smuggling. It is for this reason that the poster campaign to fight against human trafficking and smuggling for migrants has been launched in Douala. Minister Pauline Irengene explained that the country has committed itself to combating human trafficking by ratifying in 2006 the Protocol to Prevent, Suppress and Punish Trafficking in Persons, supplementing the United Nations Convention against Transnational Organized Crime. Legal and institutional measures have also been put in place by the government to put an end to the scourge. Posters and visuals bearing anti-trafficking information have thus been displayed at the Douala International Airport so that targets can be better informed about channels for reporting cases of human trafficking and migrant smuggling. The sensitization campaign is expected to continue in schools during resumption. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, UCAM, has expressed the will to enhance dialogue with the government for the improvement of the national economy. A delegation from the union, headed by its president, Celestin Tawamba, made the intention known today in Yaoundé during an audience granted them by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Ouna. Kalejani reports that the Yaoundé meeting was an opportunity for UCAM executive to present their plan of action to the minister. We are going to be coming back to this report by Colette Jani. Now we'll take you over to the West Region, where two suspected criminals notorious for aggravated armed robbery in the city of Bafoussam, West Region, have been arrested and presented before competent authorities. They were presented to the press yesterday by the commander of the Bafoussam Territorial Gendarmerie Brigade, Chief Warrant Officer Noel Mbita. Details with Isengonkum in Bafoussam.
The two suspected criminals, Takugum Brandley and Kwate Tadze Xavier, all from Banjun, were presented to the press Monday. According to the commander of the Bafoussam 1 Territorial Gendarmerie Brigade, Chief Warrant Officer Noel Mbita, their modus operandi consisted hiring motorbikes, which they used in carrying out their criminal acts with the aid of daggers, hammers, and powdered pepper. After every successful operation, they hurried to Douala to sell off the stolen items. This weekend, after one of their exploits, the Bafoussam 1 Territorial Gendarmerie Brigade, which had been investigating their criminal activities for some time, succeeded to fish them out from their hideouts in Banjun and Baham, still in possession of the last stolen items from their operation. Once in the dragnet of the National Gendarmerie, the suspected criminals did not waste time to own up to their crimes, thereby making it possible for victims to show up, identify the aggressors before collecting the stolen items. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
And we come back to this story. The Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, UCAM, has expressed the will to enhance dialogue with the government for the improvement of the national economy. A delegation from the union, headed by its president, Celestin Tawamba, met the intention today in Yaoundé during an audience granted them by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Ouna. Colette Jani.
3 months after their election, the National Bureau of the Union of Cameroonian Enterprises, JECAM, headed by its president, Celestin Tawamba, presented their plan of action today to the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Ouna.
We came today to explain to the minister our new board, our new program, and expect that we have to change the dialogue between the private sector and public sector, and we hope that we have to take in account the proposal of new organization in the strategy of our government.
The Yaoundé meeting was an opportunity for both parties to discuss some of the problems being faced by the members of JECAM and how to better tackle it. Heading the 11-man delegation, Celestin Tawamba also revealed the first edition of an annual event to provide a platform for the public and the private sector to network has been slated for March 2025, and four regional delegates have been appointed implemented already to get closer to the union members and provide tailored solutions to their challenges. On his part, Minister Gregoire Owona of Labour and Social Security did not hesitate to remind executive of GCAM of government's resolve to stimulate productive employment and improve safety and health in both public and private enterprises for the economic development of Cameroon.
Kelet Jani reporting. Youth in the Ocean Division of the South Region of Cameroon are actively putting their entrepreneurial skills to use in a bid to contribute to the nation's development. They are exploiting government import substitution policy adopted in June 2022 to create many more local products and reduce the consumption of external products. Elsinji.
Youth of the Ocean Division expertise is visible in different economic sectors like agriculture and food processing, which help in the reduction of import dependence and enhance domestic production as well as consumption. Clarice Michelle Chichomo is a youth who has created an agricultural unit where she transforms and sells local products.
Our product is Kasinga, which is the cassava flour. You also have jinjimba and citron.
In the tourism sector, Tobi Onana manages a hotel and a restaurant that offers memorable experiences to visitors and as well creates jobs to the locals. We sell local products such as ndole, eru, ebanja.
We want to promote our product to all the country.
The contribution of youth of the Ocean Division in promoting the production and consumption of local products is indisputable and a support to national business and contribution to sustainable development of the division. For CRTV News, Elsinji reports from Kribi.
Initiatives to strengthen collaboration between Cameroon's telecommunications company, Camtel, and the forces of law and order are being reinforced. The 19th batch of trainee officers at the International War College in Yaoundé have taken part in an awareness forum at the Camtel head office under the coordination of the Deputy General Manager, Daniel Desiree Ole, who spoke on behalf of the General Manager. Maimouna Jia reports from CRTV Center.
In June 2023, the Cameroon telecommunications company, Camtel, offered technical expertise to the General Delegation for National Security to put in place a video surveillance command and control center to reinforce security in the country. 13 months later, the collaboration between Camtel and security forces has been consistent, and this justifies the awareness meeting with the 19th batch of trainee officers from Cameroon, Gabon, and France of the International War College in Yaoundé. They were led to Camtel's head office by their commander, Brigadier General Carvalet, who acknowledged the link between the telecommunications company and security forces, which he said is pivotal in the drive to maintaining social stability and serenity. Amongst other topics discussed, the Deputy General Manager of Camtel, Daniel Desiree Ole, evoked the role of the data center in Zamengwe, which guarantees access to submarine cables and offers a qualitative solution to data processing. Mention was also made of Camtel's Blue Tech Challenge, which seeks to empower and bring to the limelight some youths who have promising technological projects. The meeting rounded off on a convivial note with trainee officers satisfied about all that has been set with prospects for a more acute collaboration.
Maimouna and Joya reporting there from CRTV Center. Sports and physical education instructors in the country have been encouraged to continue using the power of sports to consolidate peace, social cohesion, and national unity while building healthy Cameroonians. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Nasis Mwele Kumbi, was speaking in Garoua today as he presided over the handing over ceremony of diplomas and attestations to some 158 Senajest laureates of the 2023-2024 academic year, during which he also announced that the National Center of Youth and Sports will see significant renovations in the days ahead. We have details with Julius Nemba.
13 of the Senajest graduates of the 21st batch of sports and physical education instructors came from Bamenda, 24 from Betwa, 33 from Chang, and 88 from Garoua, making a total of 158 laureates from the National Centers of Youth and Sports. The instructors highlighted that their recognition comes on the heels of an intensive 2-year practical and theoretical training exercise that aimed at building their skills in communication, human and social sciences, and innovative sporting techniques, to name but these. Handing over the diplomas and attestations to the laureates, the Sports and Physical Education Boss, Professor Narcisse Mwele-Kombi, encouraged them to continue using sports to consolidate peace, social cohesion, and national unity. After listening to the infrastructural, logistic, administrative, and personnel challenges faced by the National Centers of Youth and Sports outlined by the director of SENAGES Bamenda, Minister Narcisse Mwele-Kombi seized the opportunity to announce that, in partnership with the French Agency for Development, new and modern SENAGES infrastructures will be constructed, particularly in Bamenda, in the near future. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
And 6 athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, that will start under 9 days, will be attempting to create history for Cameroon by winning more than one medal in the Olympics. One of the promising athletes of the team is Emmanuel Essemeh, who is going to the Games to compete in the 100 meters race. Harrison Ashutiku has his profile in the following report.
Essemeh is going to take this one.
Born on the 17th of August 1993, Emmanuel Essemeh Alobwede is Igloobi, Cameroon's greatest sprinter in the 100 meters track. The athlete, who trains with Sporting CP Athletic Club in Portugal, has been at the peak of his career in the last 2 years, winning gold medals at the 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, the Francophonie Games in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana. He also smashed Cameroon's all-time record of 10.8 seconds last year in Switzerland at the Resist Sprint International Meeting, where he recorded a personal best of 9.98 seconds. Emmanuel Essemeh also has pedigree in 200 meters and 4x100 relay races. His first Olympic appearance was in the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Japan, where he competed in the 200 meters race and was knocked out in the semis. Barely a few days to the start of the 2024 Olympic Games, the aspirations of millions of Cameroonians lie on the shoulders of Emmanuel Essemeh, who will be competing in the 100 meters race.
Harrison Ashutiku, before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again a main point. Economic experts have intimated that about 8 million Cameroonians may be affected by poverty by the year 2028, with the country's public debt that has risen by 169 billion CFA francs. Plans are on the way to put an end to human trafficking and migration as the Ministry of Social Affairs in Cameroon launches a campaign to that effect in Douala. The most promising Cameroon athlete at the Paris Olympics, 31-year-old Emmanuel Essemeh, is gunning for gold at the competition that he will be attending for the second time. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natacha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. La dette intérieure du Cameroun est en nette augmentation. Elle est passée de 3 494 milliards de francs CFA en 2023 à 3 663 milliards de francs CFA au premier trimestre de l'année en cours. Des données sont de la Caisse autonome d'amortissement, une situation inquiétante qui pourrait influencer le coût de la vie des Camerounais selon les experts. Cependant, la Banque des États de l'Afrique centrale s'engage à continuer d'accompagner les économies de la communauté économique et monétaire des États de l'Afrique centrale dans leur transformation structurelle. Propos du gouverneur de la BEAC en visite de travail à Yaoundé. Lutte contre le trafic et la traite des personnes au Cameroun. Une campagne contre ce phénomène s'est achevée à l'aéroport international de Douala. La cérémonie de lancement était présidée par le ministre des Affaires sociales, Pauline Irène Guéné, avec à ses côtés le ministre des Transports, Jean-Ernest Massenangalé-Bibé, et les responsables de l'Organisation internationale pour les migrants. La dénonciation permettrait de réduire la gangrène dont les solutions sont urgentes afin de limiter les dégâts. La nouvelle application informatique de gestion logique des effectifs et de la solde a désormais son logo et sa charte graphique. Le logiciel Aigle est l'œuvre de Tunji Aïssi Marius, étudiant à Polytechnique. Son projet arrive premier parmi les 52 évalués lors d'un concours organisé par le Minfopra. Joseph Lay, ministre de la fonction publique et de la réforme administrative, félicite le jeune talent et recommande qu'il faut désormais communiquer, présenter et faire découvrir Aigle. Un incendie s'est déclenché hier à la Société camerounaise de fabrication des vins Sofavin, sise au quartier Nsam. C'était aux environs de 21 heures. Les sapeurs-pompiers ont réussi à éteindre les flammes 4 heures après le début de l'incendie. Une réunion de crise s'est tenue cette mi-journée au siège social de la dite société pour déterminer les causes exactes de cet incendie. Aucune perte en vies humaines, seul le bâtiment des archives qui serait parti en fumée. Et puis en sport, Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024, le Cameroun, la Cameroun Olympic Team poursuit sa préparation à Hermont en France. Une dernière phase préparatoire qui permet aux athlètes et leurs encadreurs de se mettre dans la température de la compétition. Et parmi les chances de podium du Cameroun, il y a le sprinteur Emmanuel Essémé, devenu au fil des meetings une référence au sprint, notamment aux 100 mètres. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.